face it, we all hate Monday, so what better day to rant than this?
My peeps are going to be rioting in the streets.
Here is John Pollock on Fight Network Radio.
Saturday night, the WWE presented their annual Hall of Fame, which you could watch on either the USA Network or the Score in Canada, meaning you had a 50% chance of being pissed off Saturday night when you tuned in. You see, fans expecting this.
If you smell woo, what The Rock is cooking.
Instead got this.
Hansbrough inside the line. That's his spot. He's hit three of those tonight. And Hansbrough now with 26 to lead all scores. Padgett making him prove it. And this second half has been all Tyler Hansbrough for North Carolina.
In a game that never seemed to end between North Carolina and Louisville. Now, before I get this, oh, it's just wrestling defense, screw you. Raw and SmackDown are consistently two of the highest shows on this station with a built-in audience for the Hall of Fame. I like basketball, but I didn't love it Saturday night because it's not what I was tuning in to watch. And quite frankly, after Duke was knocked out in the second round by West Virginia and cost me my hypothetical office pool money, I really cared very little about who wins this year's tournament. The WWE Hall of Fame ceremony was thrown to the wolves, not hitting the Canadian airwaves until 1:30 a.m. Eastern, 2.5 hours after the original advertised start time. Why 2.5 hours, you ask? Well, after the basketball game, we just have to throw on SmackDown in its goddamn entirety. You see, I, like many people, was not home on Saturday night at 11 Eastern and was relying on three letters, P, V, and R. So imagine my shock and eventual anger when I loaded up the Hall of Fame ceremony only to get basketball followed by the Great Khali, Kane, Chuck Palumbo, and Mark Henry instead of the Rock and Ric Flair show. Now, I was prepared in the event that the Hall of Fame ceremony went long, so I PVR'd the midnight to 1 a.m. block as well on the Score. But no, SmackDown didn't start until 11:30 p.m., meaning that both blocks I PVR'd contained not 1 second of the Hall of Fame ceremony. But hey, at least I could watch the same episode of SmackDown I saw the previous night. All was not lost, as by this point it was 2 in the morning, and I flipped on channel 53 in my area, and alas, the tail end of the Hall of Fame was airing, and I at least got to catch Ric Flair's speech. I don't know what the hell happened on Saturday night. The basketball game finished within regulation time by 11:30 p.m., meaning it could not have started any earlier than 9:30 p.m. So why even schedule the WWE block of programming at 11? Was the time of the game changed? Could they not have replayed the Hall of Fame on Sunday before March Madness? And why the hell do we have to have SmackDown as a two-hour lead-in? Instead, the majority of wrestling fans who didn't sit idly by their television sets on Saturday night instead relied on the promoted start time of the event, and in doing so, missed a hell of a Hall of Fame ceremony. Saturday night, I realized why it's better to be an American, because the Canadians were instead the scorned this past weekend.